Teresa Gratoisai. Hello there, fellow crypto enthusiasts. It's your beloved crypto expert, here to share the latest crypto insights with you. Let's dive into the world of crypto together, shall we?
And I'm the resident crypto skeptic, here to provide a reality check when the other host starts to float off into the ether.
Oh, always the party pooper. We've got some rather interesting updates for you all. Would you believe it, Binance? US has decided to start the new year with a bit of a cleanse, trimming two-thirds of their workforce.
Ah, it seems they're finally hitting the gym, don't you think? I dare say that SEC lawsuit must have served as a rather effective wake-up call. Let's observe whether their newfound discipline endures, or if they succumb to old habits once more.
Quite the eloquent turn of phrase, I must say. On a contrasting note, it appears that Coinbase's app is making significant strides, ascending the ranks alongside the recent surge in Bitcoin value. Quite the digital triumph, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, Shapeshift has graciously parted with a substantial $275,000 to settle matters with the SEC. One could acquire quite the stash of Bitcoin with such a princely sum, wouldn't you say?
Quite right, old chap, but let's shift our focus, shall we? Have you chaps caught wind of the rather splendid partnership between Revolut and MetaMask? It's positively raining crypto, I say.
In the global arena, Bitstamp has just secured a payment license in Singapore. However, not everyone is basking in the sunshine. Spain's data protection agency has put the kibosh on WorldCoin's operations.
Talk about a tumultuous ride, isn't it, chaps? But let's call it a day for now. Are you prepared to explore these tales with us? Always. Ah, my dear colleague, have you been keeping abreast of the recent Binance US commotion? It's quite the hot topic in the crypto circles, I must say.
Ah, the legal skirmish with the US Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC? Quite the tumultuous journey, I must say. It's been a roller coaster of events.
Quite the tumultuous turn of events, wouldn't you say? Court documents have unveiled that Binance.us found itself parting ways with two-thirds of its workforce in the wake of the legal dispute. This intriguing tidbit was divulged by none other than their COO, Christopher Blodgett.
Indeed, it's not just the staff reductions that have caused a stir. The SEC's decision to freeze Binance.us assets has sent their trading volumes plummeting. Blodgett insists there was no actual wrongdoing, but the repercussions have certainly taken their toll.
And what a colossal fallout it was. Wouldn't you agree? Approximately $1 billion in crypto and fiat currencies, that's government-issued money such as dollars and euros, departed from Binance.us in the wake of the SEC's maneuver. They suffered a severe erosion of customer trust, and their revenue plummeted by over 75%.
Indeed, their tribulation seemed to have snowballed. They were compelled to bid adieu to 200 employees, while their legal expenses skyrocketed to a staggering $10 million. Furthermore, their auditor costs surged tenfold, and their fiat payment channels vanished as their banking partners distanced themselves. Quite the conundrum, wouldn't you say?
It's akin to a cascading series of events, wouldn't you agree? One occurrence sets off a chain reaction, and before you realize it, you're caught in a downward spiral. Presently, Binance US finds itself shunned like a radioactive element by the banks.
Quite the precarious situation, isn't it? Let's not overlook the fact that Binance recently found themselves having to cough up a substantial $4.3 billion fine in the US to settle allegations of money laundering, unlicensed money transmitting business operations, and sanction violations. Quite the hefty sum, I must say.
That's quite the hefty sum, even for a crypto giant like Binance. And would you believe it? The co-founder, Changpeng Zhao, has admitted to breaching anti-money laundering regulations and sanctions by permitting crypto transactions from terrorist groups on the platform.
Ah, quite the saga indeed. The resolution put an end to a lengthy investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Treasury Department, and the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. However, the SEC's case remains an open chapter, awaiting its conclusion.
It's a sobering narrative for all crypto enterprises, wouldn't you say? Adherence to regulations is not a matter of choice, but rather an imperative.
Absolutely. It serves as a poignant reminder that the world of crypto, while undoubtedly captivating, is fraught with its fair share of risks and challenges.
Have you chaps caught wind of the rather splendid partnership between Revolut and MetaMask? It's positively raining crypto, I say.
Indubitably. It's akin to witnessing a riveting sci-fi saga unfold before our very eyes. The Coinbase app has soared back into the prestigious top 100 on the App Store's rankings. And that's not all. It has also ascended to the upper echelons of the top 100 finance apps on the Google Play Store's rankings. Quite the remarkable leap from its humble 489th position at the commencement of the year. Wouldn't you concur?
Quite the remarkable leap, isn't it? It's akin to observing a kangaroo gracefully navigating a trampoline. And it appears to align with Bitcoin achieving a new all-time high of over $69,000 on March 4th.
Indeed, it's not just Bitcoin. Ether and Dogecoin, the leading cryptocurrencies, have also experienced a robust surge in value. It's reminiscent of a digital gold rush, isn't it? Everyone seems to be vying for a slice of the digital pie.
And with this heightened interest, the applications of esteemed crypto exchanges such as Coinbase are experiencing a substantial surge in traffic. However, it appears that this sudden influx has given rise to certain technical complications. Wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, Coinbase encountered two outages in less than a week. Some users were even greeted with the alarming sight of zero balances in their accounts. Quite the heart-stopping moment, I must say. It's akin to being the protagonist in a chilling horror film. Wouldn't you agree?
Goodness gracious. That must have been quite the jolt. And I've also heard whispers of some rather dramatic flash crashes, if you can believe it.
Indeed, flash crashes are the result of sudden price declines triggered by abnormal market activity. Certain trading pairs of Bitcoin on Coinbase were affected by this phenomenon. It's akin to a roller coaster ride, but without the reassuring presence of a safety bar, wouldn't you agree?
It's not just Coinbase, though, is it? Other crypto exchanges such as Binance, Kraken, and Bybit found themselves grappling with technical glitches owing to the sudden surge in traffic, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It's a poignant reminder that while the crypto market can be a thrilling ride, it's also remarkably volatile and notoriously unpredictable. Always conduct your due diligence and invest prudently, my friends. And do bear in mind, it's wise not to place all your eggs in one basket, or in this instance, one crypto exchange.
Ah, my dear fellow, you're our resident crypto whiz kid. What's the latest scoop on Shapeshift and their tango with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission?
Marvelous. You know I do relish a captivating crypto saga. So, it appears that Shapeshift, the esteemed crypto platform, has opted for an amicable resolution with the SEC. They've proposed a settlement, agreeing to a substantial fine of $275,000 and pledging to abstain from any future breaches of securities laws. And would you believe it? The SEC has indeed embraced the proposal, thereby bringing an end to their extensive investigation into Shapeshift.
Quite the intriguing turn of events, wouldn't you say? But what prompted the SEC to set its sights on Shapeshift in the first place?
Ah, a pertinent inquiry indeed. The SEC had issued a cease and desist order against Shapeshift, alleging that they facilitated the trading of securities in the form of digital assets from 2014 to 2021 without obtaining registration from the regulatory body. Furthermore, they highlighted that Shapeshift boasted trading services for a minimum of 79 crypto assets at its zenith, positioning itself as a veritable crypto vending machine.
A crypto vending machine? How intriguing. But didn't Shapeshift close down its crypto exchange last year?
Indeed, quite the turn of events. In July 2021, the company ceased its crypto exchange operations amidst intense scrutiny due to suspicious transactions involving criminal entities. Presently, they offer a browser-based crypto wallet, and their corporate entity operates without generating revenue or maintaining full-time employees.
It's rather fascinating to observe the SEC's heightened scrutiny of crypto firms, isn't it? I mean, apart from Shapeshift, we've witnessed Ripple, Coinbase, Binance, Gemini, Kraken, and Bittrex all facing increased regulatory attention from the SEC due to alleged violations of securities laws.
Indeed, it's a clear indication of the SEC's unwavering position on crypto assets, deeming all except Bitcoin as securities. It's certainly a domain that warrants close observation.
Have you chaps caught wind of the rather splendid partnership between Revolut and MetaMask? It's positively raining crypto, I say.
Ah, you know, I simply can't resist a splendid tech mashup. Indeed, Revolut is expanding its Revolut Ramp service to MetaMask users. It's akin to a digital bridge that allows users to purchase crypto and seamlessly transfer it directly to an external wallet.
Quite the nifty feature, I must say. But I've been informed that it's exclusively tailored for our esteemed friends across the pond in Britain and Europe. Is that indeed the case?
Absolutely spot on. The crux of this partnership is to effortlessly facilitate the addition of crypto to self-custody wallets for users in these regions. they can utilize their Revolut account balance or their Visa and MasterCard to settle the tab for their crypto acquisitions. Quite a nifty arrangement, wouldn't you agree?
Self-custody wallets? You'll have to unravel that concept for me and our esteemed audience, if you please.
Absolutely. Picture MetaMask wallets as self-custody wallets. They enable users to oversee their private keys, which are akin to the secret codes for accessing their crypto treasure. This empowers users with complete control over their crypto assets and shields them from the potential pitfalls of a third-party custodian.
Ah, so it's akin to having a personal safe for your crypto. But what about Revolut's other crypto offerings?
Absolutely splendid query, my dear fellow. Revolut extends its basic crypto services to a staggering 40 million customers worldwide via its primary app. Furthermore, they're in the throes of concocting a brand new crypto exchange tailored for the connoisseurs of the trade. This exchange vows to deliver reduced fees and delve deeper into the labyrinth of market insights compared to the offerings on the Revolut app. Quite the tantalizing prospect, wouldn't you agree?
Quite the accomplishment, I must say. But didn't they put a halt to certain crypto services in the US and the UK last year?
Indeed, they did. They cited the regulatory landscapes in both nations as the reason for the suspension. It serves as a poignant reminder that while the crypto realm is exhilarating, it remains subject to regulations and evolving circumstances.
Quite the reality check, isn't it? But it's rather reassuring to see companies like Revolut and MetaMask working diligently to enhance the user experience and ensure the safety of crypto transactions. Much obliged for the enlightening tech discussion.
Always a delight to impart knowledge. And do bear in mind, my friends, in the realm of crypto, knowledge truly is power.
Die. Have you chaps caught wind of Bitstamp's latest foray into Singapore? Quite the intriguing development, I must say.
Absolutely splendid. Bitstamp, a true trailblazer in the world of crypto exchanges, has just been granted an in-principle approval for a significant payment institution license in Singapore. It's akin to receiving a nod of approval from the strictest guardian in town, none other than the Monetary Authority of Singapore.
Quite the remarkable achievement, considering the MAS's reputation for rigorously scrutinizing crypto licenses. What's on the horizon for Bitstamp then?
Indeed, they've been granted an in-principle approval to operate in Singapore and provide digital payment token services while awaiting the full license. However, they must demonstrate a steadfast commitment to anti-money laundering measures before securing the full approval.
Seems like a test of dedication, but Bitstamp is no stranger to this arena, is it?
Absolutely not. They're the pioneering crypto trading platform with a substantial presence in the EU to secure such an esteemed approval from the MAS. Their aim is to cater to financial institutions and intermediaries in Singapore, such as payment processors, brokerages, and fintech firms.
Quite the specialized market, isn't it? And I've heard they've amassed over 50 licenses in other countries as well. Quite the impressive feat, I must say.
Absolutely. They've secured licenses in the UK, the Netherlands, France, and the US, to name a few. It's as if they're amassing licenses like a gamer collects achievements.
Or perhaps like your collection of vintage tech gadgets. It's quite intriguing to witness Singapore emerging as a focal point for crypto exchanges, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It seems that the likes of Upbit, Revolut, Coinbase, and Ripple have also secured approval in Singapore. It's almost like a gathering of the crypto elite over there, isn't it?
Let's observe how this soiree unfolds. And for our esteemed listeners, do bear in mind, always conduct your own research before delving into the realm of crypto. Knowledge is power, after all. Have you heard about the latest commotion involving Sam Altman's WorldCoin in Spain? You're always so well-versed in the world of crypto.
Ah, a delightful crypto controversy indeed. Yes, I'm well aware of it. Spain's esteemed data protection agency, the AEPD, has intervened and put a stop to WorldCoin's activities in the country. Their primary concern revolves around privacy issues. And for those of you pondering, the AEPD can be likened to the privacy police of Spain.
Indeed, quite the reprimand, isn't it? The AEPD has put its foot down and demanded that WorldCoin cease its collection of personal data from Spanish users and refrain from utilizing the information they've already amassed. It appears that the project may face a hiatus of up to 3 months while the agency conducts its investigation. It's akin to being grounded in the world of crypto, wouldn't you agree?
Goodness, 3 months is quite the eternity in the fast-paced world of crypto, isn't it? But it's not just the duration, is it? the AEPD received a barrage of complaints alleging that WorldCoin failed to furnish adequate information regarding the use of personal data, collected data from miners, and neglected to afford users the option to retract their consent. It's akin to being on a date and not having the liberty to decline dessert, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The Spanish regulator has underscored the substantial risks associated with handling biometric data, given its inherently sensitive nature. Their concern revolves around the potential for irreversible harm and the imperative need to safeguard the interests of citizens. And for those of you seeking clarification, biometric data pertains to information related to human characteristics, such as fingerprints or, in this instance, iris scans.
Ah, the orb. Quite the fascinating contraption, isn't it? WorldCoin employs this biometric imaging device to capture the essence of its users' irises. It's a rather novel method of confirming their identity and individuality. In exchange, users are bestowed with a digital ID and complementary cryptocurrencies in the form of WorldCoin's native token, WLD. It's akin to receiving a little bonus for allowing someone to peer into your soul, quite literally.
Indeed, quite the stir it's caused. Over 4 million individuals from 120 countries have eagerly volunteered for the iris scanning extravaganza orchestrated by the orbs. And let's not forget the impressive backing from heavyweight venture capital firms such as Bain Capital Crypto and A16's Crypto, the crypto investment arm of Andreessen Horowitz. It's as if this project is the bell of the ball, attracting attention from all corners of the globe.
Indeed, it seems that WorldCoin is attracting attention from data watchdogs all around the globe. The UK, Hong Kong, France, Germany, Kenya, Argentina, South Korea, and Portugal have all raised concerns about WorldCoin's data practices. It's as if WorldCoin is engaged in a high-stakes game of whack-a-mole with data protection agencies.
Indeed, it's a matter of global concern. However, WorldCoin adamantly asserts that it does not retain the data once the orbs have generated a unique iris code. They maintain that they adhere to all laws and regulations governing the processing of personal data in the jurisdictions where they operate. It's akin to saying, "I've seen you, but I assure you, I won't remember your face."
Quite the captivating tale, isn't it? And it's not just limited to WorldCoin. It brings to light crucial inquiries about data protection and privacy within the realm of crypto. And dear listeners, while these cutting-edge technologies are undeniably thrilling, it's imperative that we ensure their responsible use.
Couldn't concur more. It serves as a gentle nudge that, as captivating as these cutting-edge technologies may be, it's imperative to ensure their responsible utilization. And to our esteemed listeners, we shall continue to keep you abreast of this narrative as it unfolds. Stay tuned.